council gave a reading to two resolutions of necessity to improve certain streets within the village. One of these is for the installation of sidewalks on the east side of Main Street, north of the Eagle Plaza to Benson Road. The second one was for the reconstruction of Hamilton Street from 5th Street to 7th Street. And what these projects are is the sidewalk project is installing sidewalks on the east side of Main Street, north of the Eagle Plaza. And Hamilton Street is for the reconstruction of Hamilton Street. And what these do is assess part of the cost of those projects back to the property owners that abut those streets. And that would be either for sidewalks, curb and gutter, asphalt, and drive approaches. So council went ahead and gave the first reading of those two resolutions. Council also had some discussion about the West Ohio Rail Authority's desire to sell land. The West Ohio Rail Authority, which is made up of the villages of New Bremen, St. Mary's, and Minster, would like to sell land to the village of New Bremen. And this land is located near one of New Bremen's electrical substations, and the village is interested in buying it for future expansion. And the West Ohio Rail Authority has to notify the three communities that they are going to sell land. And if any of those three communities object, then that halts that land sale process. But council for the village of Minster had no objection to their desire to sell land. Council also held a discussion on the creation of a code enforcement officer position with the village of Minster. This would be for hiring somebody that would monitor, investigate, and enforce ordinance, codes, and regulations relating to land use, property maintenance, public safety, health, and sanitation. And this issue was tabled until some further discussion could be held and more details could be presented to the village council. Council also passed a motion to move Danny Smeezy from a utility maintenance worker 3 to a utility maintenance worker 4. This is because Danny has completed both his Class 2 water distribution license and a Class 2 wastewater collection license, and he will move to $29.46 an hour. And finally, council approved an increase to the swim team stipend for coaches from $1,500 to $3,000 annually. It's been about 20 years since that rate has been increased, and council went ahead and approved that as well.